Exclusive, Republican Matt Moers announces congressional run. D.C. is a cesspool that needs new leadership. By Jacob Bliss on August 30, 2021. Republican Matt Moers, former diplomat and senior White House advisor at the State Department under former President Donald Trump, announced Monday his run in the 2022 midterm election against vulnerable Democrat Representative Chris Pappas in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District. Moers, who was once a senior White House advisor, working hand in glove with the Trump administration and the then Secretary of State to advance the America First agenda and issues such as religious freedom, immigration, the border, and more, told Breitbart News that D.C. is a cesspool and the folks in New Hampshire are ready for new leadership. He is looking to unseat Pappas after barely losing in last year's election. The Granite State Republican will make the official announcement at an event next week. He told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that people in the Granite State are ready for new leadership after voters have seen the consequences of the far-left agenda from President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, which Pappas consistently votes to pass. Pappas has received the nickname of Pelosi's personal congressman. Speaking to Breitbart News about the one-party rule in Washington, D.C., and what will change in the midterms, Moers said he thinks a lot of folks, including independents and Democrats, are waking up to the consequences of having folks down in D.C. who don't understand what it's like to work for a living and don't have the judgment to keep America safe. And whether it's the policies they are pushing, like this $3 trillion monstrosity that Chris Pappas just voted for, which is just nothing more than a socialist spending spree intent on remaking America, or whether it's disastrous consequences of Joe Biden's foreign policy and emboldened, by the way, by the Pelosi Congress. Moers added that Biden's failed foreign policy has now caused U.S. services members to die in Afghanistan, affirming that it was one of the deadliest days in over 10 years in Afghanistan. He said, "These are all direct results of this crazy policy going down in Washington, D.C., that's being run by Biden, Pelosi, and supported by Chris Pappas. This is why he feels folks in New Hampshire are ready for new leadership. They're ready for folks who understand what it's like to grow up in a middle-class family, understands what working for a living is like, and then also someone who has both the experience and the judgment to make tough decisions that actually protect America's national security interests and don't embolden our enemies." Further going after Pappas, Moers mentioned that he has voted with Pelosi 100% of the time. D.C. is a cesspool because there are members like Pappas, who really are not that capable to begin with, but then just go down there and do whatever the heck their party leadership wants. And Nancy Pelosi isn't asking the tough questions around Joe Biden right now. They're not asking for investigations into what happened in Afghanistan and how Joe Biden had just watched this entirely. And they're not going to, ask those tough questions. Moers added that Pappas has been a proxy vote for Pelosi since the moment he stepped foot in Congress. "I think what separates me from a lot of folks is I have no problem, when I'm down there, being just as tough on holding Republicans accountable," he continued. "We saw it for too many years. Republicans talk the talk on spending and taxes and the rest of it, especially on the issue of spending, but they didn't deliver. And so, you need wholesale reform, certainly by replacing Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, but then also making sure that our Republican networks and leaders continue to keep their word with the American people as well." He also noted that New Hampshire values independence and individual mindset, which is not Pappas. Moers, in recent August polling, had a sizable lead over the other Republican candidates before he entered the race. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at Jacob Bliss. Further going after Pappas, Moers mentioned that he has voted with Pelosi 100% of the time. "D.C. is a cesspool because there are members like Pappas, who really are not that capable to begin with, but then just go down there and do whatever the heck their party leadership wants. And Nancy Pelosi isn't asking the tough questions around Joe Biden right now. They're not asking for investigations into what happened in Afghanistan and how Joe Biden had just watched this entirely. And they're not going to, ask those tough questions." Moers added that Pappas has been a proxy vote for Pelosi since the moment he stepped foot in Congress. "I think what separates me from a lot of folks is I have no problem, when I'm down there, being just as tough on holding Republicans accountable," he continued. "We saw it for too many years. Republicans talk the talk on spending and taxes and the rest of it, especially on the issue of spending, but they didn't deliver. And so, you need wholesale reform, certainly by replacing Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. But then also making sure that our Republican networks and leaders continue to keep their word with the American people as well. He also noted that New Hampshire values independence and individual mindset, which is not Papa's. Mowers, in recent August polling, had a sizable lead over the other Republican candidates before he entered the race. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.